Last week I spoke about Marie Antoinette's Erard piano from 1787. The keyboard of this instrument is made of ivory and ebony. It left me pondering about the materials used on early keyboards before that. And there are a number of variants. A French harpsichord, for example, can be quite striking, with the black and white of naturals and accidentals reversed, the naturals being ebony and the accidentals being covered with thin slips of bone. The Flemish instruments have white naturals, again covered with slips of bone, and accidentals made of oak. I have a copy of a Flemish instrument. It's made in Cape Town by the harpsichord builder Bill Robson. Ingeniously, he has used African wild olive for the accidentals. The Italian instruments typically went for the all-wood option, with pale boxwood naturals and ebony accidentals. Ebony was a very expensive wood, sourced from Africa or Asia, so in the case of some English instruments, the accidentals were boxwood, stained black. There are some special effects too, my favourite being the skunk tail key, which is often found on the accidentals of historic spinets. A slip of ivory or bone is sandwiched between two pieces of ebony. It was with the growth of the piano in the late 18th century that the use of ivory for keys took off. It was a time that coincided with the growth of colonialism and the ivory trade. In 1799, one Phineas Pratt of Connecticut patented a machine that automated the cutting of the teeth into ivory combs. From this technology came factories that could carve ivory into wafer-thin slips for piano keys. An entire town grew around the processing of ivory in Connecticut, suitably called Ivoryton. After the first ivory ban in 1970, piano manufacturers began to use plastic for keytops instead of ivory. Modern key surfaces are carefully engineered polymers designed to replicate the grip and the feel of ivory. To end, here's one of my favourite harpsichord concertos, the concerto in B-flat major by Durante. Gerald Hambitzer plays the third movement with Concerto Köln conducted by Werner Erhardt. Thank you. The third movement, Allegro, from Durante's Harpsichord Concerto in B-flat major, was performed by Gerald Hambitzer with Concerto Köln, conducted by Werner Erhardt.